The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I'm the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning, everyone. If we could begin with our prayer for vocations, it's also in your order of worship. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's ask God to give worthy priests, brothers, and sisters to his holy church. O God, we earnestly beseech thee to bless this diocese with many priests, brothers, and sisters who will love thee with their whole strength and gladly spend their entire lives to serve thy church and to make thee known and loved. Bless our families, bless our children. Choose from our home those who are needed for thy will. Mary, Queen of the Clergy, pray for us. Pray for our priests and religious. Obtain for us many more. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Once again, good morning, everyone. You can tell my voice is a little bit down here. I got one of those summer colds, it seems. I think it's God getting me ready for my Elvis this afternoon. Oh, oh, oh. It's sounding pretty low, right? But here we are. It's festival day, and I'm probably going to have this Cheshire Cat smile on all day long. It's a fun day, yes, but it really shines a light on the beauty and wonder of all of you. And I'm so very grateful to be a part of this family of God, this parish that we have right here. I know all of you have your heart and mind and soul for love of God and a willingness to do it his way, to do it precisely his way, and to serve him with a joyful heart. You know, I think there's times, like we saw in the story of Elijah, where we hit the wall, right? Or we derail, some people call it. You know, there was Elijah. It's a great story. If you ever go to the book of Kings and read it, it's a wonderful story. But Elijah comes up against their false gods with the true God, right? And demolishes them, right? And but then Jezebel starts sending everyone after Elijah because he made him look bad. And he's trying to escape their grasp. And then at one point he just goes, "You know what? Just take me, Lord. Just take me. You know, I've hit the wall. I've derailed. It's too much." And then the angel comes and he receives sustenance. He receives food for the journey, right? He regains his strength and he takes off and he goes 40 days and 40 nights to the Mount of Horeb. That's pretty cool too. Here we are, Pine Bluff, and right up that hill is Mount Horeb, right? But the point is that that can happen to all of us too, can't it? You know, we can hit a point in our lives where, you know, it's just too much. The demands of life, the demands of family, the demands of job, the demands of church, you know, the demands, you know, it can become a weight for all of us. But Jesus shows us what it is that keeps us keeping on, keeps us going in our lives. "I am the bread of life," he says. "I am the bread of life." You know, again, you are amazing. But your amazement comes from your Eucharistic amazement. That's actually a term that John Paul II liked to use. Eucharistic amazement. He called for us to rekindle our Eucharistic amazement. It was that point in his pontificate too, where he called us to spend more time in adoration. I know many of you dads out there do what's called adoring dads. And you sign up and you go. There's a great video online called Midnight Watch. And in that, it shows a dad getting up and in the middle of the night, or it's midnight, and he gets out and his car is all covered with ice and snow, and he's scraping it, and he gets into his car, and then he meets a handful of his buddies at what we find out is a place like Holy Redeemer downtown. You know, they hit the combination of lock, they go in, and then the candles are all lit, and this beautiful golden monstrance. And then they start praying, and one of the guys is actually praying the rosary. But there's scenes back to the family lying in their bed. Dad's got their back. He's praying grace into the home. He's calling upon God to fill them with the strength that they need to face the challenges of life, to keep on keeping on. My brothers and sisters, you've been given a special calling. You see, you've made a decision to elevate your game. That's what happens when we pray to God. We raise our hearts and minds to God. And we're in the arena, right? Of beautiful virtues, values, morals, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. In fact, this coming Wednesday, we'll go into a kind of training, right? This is our third year now, but now countries from around the world are joining us. We may have well over 1 million people, it looks like, from countries around the world joining us as we pray 54 days leading up to October 7th and the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary. When so many people from around the world, from all these countries, will pray together. In our country, we're actually praying here at 3 p.m. on October 7th, 4 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific, the glorious mysteries together. As a nation, we're calling out to God. Hail Mary, full of grace, please, Mother of God, intercede for us. We need our Father's blessing. We need Him to heal this land. We need Him to exorcise the demons from our land and pour in Your richest blessing. You see, we can't do it on our own. We can't even do anything with God. With man, it's impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Like the Ninevites, we fast. We do penance. We get on our knees. We grasp hold of the hand of our Blessed Mother. We face God and say, please, God, please. Like Elijah. I can't do it any longer. It's too much. Give us the strength that we need. Today we're going to celebrate as a family. Many of you are going to be working really hard. We're all going to be working really hard. I'm actually going to have something ready for everybody. This past year, we've been adding some muscle to our faith, right? Understanding our role to grasp hold of the hand of Mary, to stand against the powers of evil. We stand with that great scripture passage from St. Paul to the Ephesians. Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Get up, Elijah. There's work to do. Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on the full armor of God. Get in that state of grace. Put on the full armor of God, so that you can stand against the tactics of the devil. They surround us. It becomes overwhelming at times. Maybe for man, but not for God. Because we're not fighting flesh and blood here. We're fighting dark forces in the supernatural realm. So we better put on our supernatural armor, that state of grace, and we better pick up our supernatural weapons and rely on the power of God rather than the power of man. These past few weeks, teamed up with Sam Guzman, a Catholic gentleman, and our own Major Jeff Heller, we've asked us all to find the strength that we need to bring peace to our souls, peace to our families, peace to our community, peace to our nation. Peace through strength. So, Mr. Ideas Guy, I actually got a gun case. I'm not going to pull out a real gun here, so don't worry. And on it says, peace through strength. And underneath that it says, bring me my weapon, Padre Pio. And inside is your weapons. It's pretty cool. It's got the combat prayer book and the 54-day basic training. Again, we start Wednesday. I hope you're all on board with that. I've always been enamored by public servants, conservatives on TV primarily. They wear a special flag pin. And I researched it. It's actually a Secret Service pin. It has a gold star on it. I said, okay, I like that. But instead of a gold star, how about a gold cross? So that's what's right here. I call it the Maha pin. Let's make America holy again. Right? And in here is a special combat rosary. I call it the Patriot Combat Rosary because the centerpiece is in the shape of the United States. And on one side is the image of Our Lady, Queen of Peace. Okay? That's from the statue, we talked about this before, at St. Mary Major in Rome. I found it, and I explored it, and I was committed to it, and then later found out that the statue was commissioned by Pope Benedict XV because World War I had broke out, and he was calling for peace. And I found out it was actually commissioned in 1918. That makes this the 100th anniversary of that statue in the only basilica in Rome dedicated to Mary. I think it was dedicated like in the 700s or something like that. And then this is what I'm really geeking out about too. It's called a challenge coin. They say back in World War I, even maybe back in the days of the Roman Empire, that commanders would give their troops a challenge coin. This is a challenge for us to stay united together, to stay strong. This particular one here has the image of that statue from St. Mary Major in Rome, and the words on top are per virtutum pax, peace through strength. I've been clowning around with my servers. Well, my daily mass service so far. Show them, guys. Stand up so they can see you. What do you got? Got the challenge coin. Okay, that's good. You did well. That became a tradition among the soldiers. One soldier would show them his challenge coin. If the other soldier didn't have his, he owed him a drink. Okay? I got mine, so I don't owe you a drink. It'd be a pop, but anyways. Why do I do these things? Well, first of all, we're making a little bit of funds for the parish. But also, we gotta get excited about this mission we're on. We got to understand that we're called to be warriors, to stand with the truth, with God, in love, okay? To stand against the forces of evil, supernatural forces that call for us to use supernatural weapons. In other words, we need to believe in the supernatural power of God. So all these things are extra reminders, incentives, inspirations to help us to always believe in that. But brothers and sisters, I love you with words that I can't even begin to describe. I'm so very grateful for you. I'm grateful for all the work you're doing today. But I'm grateful to God that we stand together, full knowledge that we'll never have peace unless we're strong. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.